You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
It's time for us to get into our conversation on our deep dive, where we're speaking about mindfulness and meditation from a Christian perspective. We started talking about this yesterday. Today, we want to focus on the role of scripture in mindfulness and meditation from a Christian perspective. Pastor Oscar Lumanisha joins us once again for this conversation. Good morning, Pastor. Thank you for joining us once again.
Good morning, madam. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Pastor, how are you doing?
I am doing fine.
Happy to hear that. So we're continuing with our conversation, Pastor, speaking on mindfulness and meditation. And today we want to focus on the role of scripture. This is a very important one because oftentimes when people think of meditation, especially in a secular sense, they think about emptying the mind, right? But Christian meditation is not just about emptying the mind. It's about filling it with God's truth. And so by focusing on scripture, believers can deeply reflect on God's promises and his guidance, an approach that not only strengthens faith, but it also helps us to stay grounded in this chaotic world. So today we want to delve into how scripture can transform your mindfulness practice. Now, Pastor, what are some biblical verses that lend themselves well to meditation?
Thank you so much, madam. To our fellow listeners, I want to give a number of some of the good scriptures that can help us, which aligned well with meditation. One of them is the book of Lamentation, chapter 3, verse 22 to 23, where the Bible says it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. So when you look at this in meditation, the Bible tells us that our life that we are living is not it's not an easy life, and we only survive by God's grace. Then the other, hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, so again, when you come to the book of Psalms 23, verse 4, this is a well-known passage where the Bible says, even though I walk through the darkness, darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your Lord and your staff comfort me. So what David is talking about is the scripture will remind us that even though we are in the darkest periods of time, but we cannot fear because God, even in the darkest period of our times or of our lives, he is with us. The other one is Psalms 46 verse 10, where the Bible says, be still. Here, when you are going through much trouble and other things, you are told to remain calm so that you can, while we are remaining calm, the Bible says, so that you can know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. This also brings the book of Isaiah 40, verse 31, where it says, this is a proper encouragement that says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. So in scripture prays that important law in meditation to help us view on the hopes and how those who need to walk with Christ should be. Again, when you come to the book of Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 to 30, where we are told you come here that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And the Christ here promises to exchange his yoke and give and we need to give him the yoke of burden, because he promises to say, my yoke is easy to carry. And in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7, the Bible says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition. By prayer and petition. So you can see that the Bible reminds us always, and doesn't just say by petition, but it says by thanksgiving, presenting your request to God. And so by remembering, so we need to remember that meditation is a personal and individual experience. So one must feel free to experiment with the different verses, techniques, and approaches to find what works best for them.
Powerful.
So these are some of the few I've picked just to explain the law of scripture in meditation.
Yeah, beautiful. Now, what are some of the benefits of focusing on God's promises, especially during moments of anxiety and moments of doubt?
So the benefits of focusing on scripture, on biblical promises during moments of anxiety and doubt.
Mm.
One of them, you see, it calms the mind and the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you follow the promises, when you read the promises in the Bible, like the story of some people who were so sinful, and yet God forgave them. Okay, you become reassured that things can work even for you.
Yeah, yeah.
The other point is it provides emotional comfort. Okay, it provides solace, reminding us of God's love, care, and presence.
Mm.
It also boosts the faith and the trust.
Mm-hmm.
It strengthens the faith and the trust in God's sovereignty and goodness. It also encourages hope and perseverance. Most of people who have persevered in Christianity are those who have been depending on the promises of God. So even when, like in our time, there are situations when you see your friends are getting employed and you are not employed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You spend 5 years from the time you graduated, your friend, the day you are graduating, they got a job and you go to 10 years.
Eish.
And the only way to survive is to align your meditation by using or by depending on a biblical word, he promises. When you study something like that man who stayed for 38 years waiting at bedside, you study such kind of a verse from the book of John chapter 5, you begin to understand that God can remember you even when time has elapsed.
Mm.
When you study the story of Zachariah in Luke chapter 1, the Bible says when they are stricken in age, but God came and gave them the child. So the other point, the last one that I can talk about here is it encourages, as I was saying, it encourages perseverance and also gives hope. Okay, in the challenging period, I've experienced some of things like that. But the other point is that it fosters spiritual maturity.
Mm.
You see, there is no Christian who can grow spiritually if they are not going through the dark valleys. Actually, dark valleys are biblical. And this is what you, as listeners, you must grasp that concept, that dark valleys in spirituality makes us become mature.
Mm.
This is, I can give another example, like even the marriage setup.
Mm-hmm.
We have conflicts that we go through, not to tear the marriage, but to make us mature and know each other. So God wants to know you. And you need also to know the God you follow. So sometimes we go through troubles, but that brings us to maturity. And by embracing God's promises, we are promoting spiritual growth, maturity, and a deeper understanding of God's character.
Powerful. Sure.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. Now, Pastor, how can someone incorporate scripture into their daily mindfulness routine? Is it simply about just reading the Bible every day? How exactly do we do this in a practical way?
In a practical way, we need to incorporate, we need to make it as a routine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because incorporating scripture into our daily life, mindfulness, is a powerful way to cultivate spiritual growth, to reduce stress, and increase focus.
Mm.
So here are some of the ways to do it. What do you do in the practical? You read the scripture,
yes.
Then you give your time to reflect over what you have read.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of the sermons I've thought to myself, I think I was proud I preached very well.
Mm-hmm.
Are sermons where I read the scripture, I never wrote anywhere, but I went on to meditate over what I read.
Yeah.
And you find that the Spirit of God will communicate a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to read and reflect. The other point is that pray or set intention.
Mm.
Okay. You need to pray. Okay, if you want to incorporate scripture into your daily mindfulness routine. Remember yesterday I mentioned, say I was visiting people and I was doing an interview with them. What do you do before you sleep? They will tell you, no, Pastor, we pray, then we sleep. So I told them, you are eating food without tea. You are eating shima without relish. Okay? People should make this as a routine. Okay? They should set intentions. The other third point is they need to go on meditation on the scripture. You meditate on the scripture, not only on the verse that you read, but meditate on what the scripture says.
Mm-hmm.
About men. Then the other thing, practical, the other practical life you can use to incorporate, you make what you call a prayer journal. Mm-hmm. Okay? Prayer journal, this is where maybe you go to the book of Psalms and you begin to read the chapter and you summarize.
Mm-hmm.
After summarizing the chapter, then you light your reflection of what you have heard God speaking to you. But lastly, you need to make it a habit, because mm-hmm. things doesn't just happen from nowhere.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It is, you must develop that character of mm-hmm. doing that thing. It is to work, if it has to work with you.
Mm.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, Pastor, would you be able to maybe share with us some Psalms or Proverbs that inspire you during meditation? We're getting into your own personal Bible study now.
Thank you. So, listeners, what I want to share here is some of the things that or some verses that I normally use mm-hmm. that inspires me. I want to share. The first one is Psalms 23.
Mm-hmm.
This is a classic psalm of trust and comfort.
Yeah.
Reminding us of God's guidance and presence. You see, when you read the book of Psalms chapter 23, it talks about the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Mm.
And I quoted verse 4, even though I pass through the dark valleys of this earth, I will never fear anything.
Mm.
Okay, so it's one of the Psalms that helps me, or that inspires me, or gives me guide in terms of my meditation.
Mm.
The other one is Psalms 131. When you read Psalms 131, it's the shortest psalm,
mm.
but it is a profounding psalm, because it encourages humility, trust, and contentment. You see, I like what one philosopher said. He says, what makes people suffer is because they are not content.
Mm.
Mm. Okay, you have a degree, and you go to get another degree, then you are complaining, no, I'm not sleeping. This philosopher says you are suffering because you are not content with what you had.
Mm.
So when you read the book of Psalms 131, it will tell you to say you need to be humble, you need to trust God, and you need to be content with what you have.
Mm.
Contentment is a problem in our time.
Hey, very true.
It's a problem. To most of us, you find even when we are not even content with our wives, our husbands, even our children.
Mm.
But okay, let me climb to the book of Proverbs. In the book of Proverbs, I get chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. This is where the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding.
Mm.
In all your ways, submit to him.
Hey.
And he will make your path is straight.
Amen.
So you look at this. This inspires me and also helps me as a guide.
Mm-hmm.
When you read, so I begin to understand that if I'm to tread softly on the earth, I have to trust God. Now, trusting God, listeners, it's not an easy thing, because sometimes you find that you have no meal in the house,
yeah.
and yet the Bible or Proverbs says trust. Trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
And lean not on your own word. Understanding. We have a lot of understanding we can apply to help us to survive. But mostly when we use those, we normally get stuck in the future.
Mm.
So the path can only be made straight when we trust in God. So it is a wisdom-filled passage
yeah.
that encourages trust and surrender.
Beautiful.
And the last one is Proverbs 4, verse 23. Now, this one is even different from the others, because it comes with a conclusion.
Okay.
It says above all else, guard your heart.
Amen.
Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. So, I like, you can even read Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, where the Bible says, for as you think in your heart, so you are. So, what makes us be the way we are is because of we think in our hearts. So, if we are to guard our hearts, we would guard our thoughts. And whatever will flow from our hearts will be that is inspiring, and also it will be something that will not make us get lost. So the book of Proverbs, in short, is a reminder to prioritize heart care and cultivate emotional well-being.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Pastor. I think I interrupted you there. You were just coming to a conclusion there.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate you coming through and sharing with us the ways that scripture helps us in our meditation and mindfulness. I think that these are some very simple and practical ways that you've shared, and of course, sharing with us your own meditation, Psalms and Proverbs that I think all of us can find a way to apply them even in our own lives. So thank you so much for that. God
Indeed.
Bless you. We'll connect again tomorrow, same time, same place.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.